you say to these guys to motivate them sitting in this position you guys are in right now? What's the best piece of advice you could give them?
We got to play the next game, and that's all we can do. There's not to be there's not a magic trick to get a win. There's not any outside help. You keep working hard, you keep preparing, and you go out there and you make the plays on Sunday that give ourselves a chance to win. So, you just got to keep doing the right things and keep preparing the same way and just, play a little bit better.
You had a team a few years ago that started 0-6, and then down the stretch you won 7, I think, of 10 games. Are there any lessons that you took out of that, and how to get a team that seems like it's all LO's lost and playing hard?
Well, we're going to play hard, and so that's the only option. It's still about trying to get that win, trying to earn it, try to feel good about what you're doing, and so that's all. Hey, we got a lot of games left. Nothing more important than this next one, and we're going to compete our tails off and go get a win.
Eli, after the game Sunday, a few players said it may take a while to get over the most recent loss. Have you got the sense of that, or do you think the team's moved on to the next game?
Hey, every loss is tough, and everyone hurts, and it should hurt. That's we work hard to try to get a win, and you lose when you compete and you have opportunities to win, and you don't do it, it hurts. So, but I think as soon as you start kind of preparing for the next game, looking at the film, looking at concepts, you got to get over it and figure out how you're going to win this next one.
Eli, when you looked at the film from Sunday, what sort of an impact did Wayne Gallman make on the offense in his first NFL action?
I thought Wayne did some good things, had some nice runs, and gave us got some good yardage, ran hard, and so he's exciting. Seems like he's an exciting guy when he gets the ball in his hands. So we just got to give him opportunities, to make some plays. So had a nice touchdown and did some good things.
Eli, looking ahead to the Chargers, Ingram and Bosa will move around a lot. How difficult is that for you to have to deal with at the line?
Well, they're two good players. They did a good job getting pass rush. They're a very talented front four and rotated in a couple of guys, but they do a good job getting to the quarterback a lot of times with just a four-man rush. So, big challenge offensive line doing their job. Receivers getting open in a timely fashion and just knowing where everybody is, have great communication.
When you're in this situation, is it business as usual for you, or do you have to be a little bit more aware of how the young guys might need a leader or somebody to look to in a bad situation?
I think you still got to, you always want to be a good leader. That's just by, doing your work, saying the right things, make sure guys are working hard, but also not getting down, not just going through the motions. Have some excitement. You can still have fun, doing your job, and it's still about enjoying the process of getting better, or figuring out how we're going to work, and getting them excited about the plays that are coming up, excited about the opportunities of where they might get the ball, or how we're going to score, and how we're going to win this game. And so, it's just trying to do your job and make sure everybody sees how you're handling the circumstances.
I know you said you have to focus on the next game, but is it tough? I mean, there were such high expectations for this team, and now you are where you are. I mean, it's got to be naturally difficult to just kind of compartmentalize and move on.
It's the only option. Doesn't help to do anything else. That's the only way that you can fix it is to get wins, and that's the only way you can that's the only way you can fix this problem or the situation we're in is by getting winning games. And so that's our only option.
Eli, I know it's early to figure out what the offensive line configuration will be this week. You still don't know about some guys' availabilities, but what went right for the offensive line this past weekend that allowed you guys, you didn't have a sack allowed, you ran the ball for over 100 yards? Those are good numbers.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line did some good things, and we had a lot of plays, no sacks, threw the ball almost 50 times, so the ball was coming out fast, receivers getting open, had some protection, got to scramble around a few times, so I thought everybody just knew their assignments, got into a good rhythm, did some good things, so we got to continue to do that.